Hello and welcome to the Kinect for Windows SDK Quick Start Series. This is the first video in our six-part series on how you can actually use the Kinect. So in this video, we're going to be talking about how you can install and use Kinect, what comes on when you install the application, how you can use the Kinect microphone array, and actually how the Kinect works. So this is the only video we're not going to be showing Visual Studio, and we also want to talk about what goes on in the series overall. So let's just jump right in. Again, the series is really designed to get you started. It's, you know, a sample code designed to get you started. We do assume that you have some programming experience before, and we're going to be talking specifically about the Kinect SDK Managed API. So the concepts work in both Visual Basic and C#, and our samples are in both Visual Basic and C#, but we're not going to be using the C++ API. So this is our first video. In our next video, we're going to set up our development environment. That's where we add things like the Microsoft Kinect DLL. That's where we add the WPF libraries. And the video following that is camera fundamentals, where we can show how we can register for events, get camera data, and actually display that to users. Next, we're going to talk about depth data and how we can actually get depth information and player information from Kinect. And next is skeletal tracking. And that's really where we're going to be able to get skeletal data from the Kinect, including positions of specific joints. And then finally, last but not least, audio. And that's where we're going to be doing things like sound source localization. So you can actually find where position where a sound is coming from. You can record audio and also use speech and grammar for speech recognition applications. So to just level set, we should talk about what is actually going on with Kinect. So what we see here is kind of an under-the-covers view of Kinect, and in particular, there's the magic of Kinect, if you will, is an IR emitter and an IR depth sensor. And this is the key to Kinect, as these two devices generate the depth map. The way this works is that the IR emitter is a laser diode that projects an IR laser pattern, and it's basically presented across the scene. The IR depth sensor is just a camera that captures that laser pattern. Inside the Kinect sensor, there's a chip, and all that chip does is pattern matching on that laser pattern, and based on a predetermined pattern that was set in the factory, it determines depth. This is almost like how humans determine depth with two eyes. But with two eyes, you actually see two images, and for certain things, for example, like flat surfaces and walls that don't have patterns, our brain does a lot of work to fill in that flatness. So the depth is generated with stereo disparity and pattern matching, and based on how far the pattern is from the factory pattern, the depth value is determined at a certain pixel. So again, using this combination of pattern matching, stereo disparity, we can determine for every pixel that the camera sees, we can determine its depth, the distance, if you will, from the Kinect sensor. And then from a software perspective, you as a developer don't need to worry about any of this. We'll just get an array of distances, and on top of that, we can just get skeletal data without us having to worry about how the innards actually work from an API perspective. That's all hidden to us, if you will. Another thing is that color sensor, and that's just a color camera. We'll talk about the different formats that camera data can come in. There's also a tilt motor, so you can tilt the camera up and down, plus or minus 27 degrees. And a microphone array that we'll discuss during the audio fundamentals series. So to get started, again, go to kinectforwindows.org, order the Kinect hardware, and definitely download the Kinect SDK. So before we just quickly show the demos, I want to just talk about the hardware here. So this is the commercial hardware. You can tell because it has the word Kinect on it. And when we talk about the commercial hardware, for applications that use the commercial license, you do need this Kinect license. For development purposes, you can still use the Xbox 360 hardware, but this Kinect hardware is specifically designed to be used with the Kinect redistributable that we'll show in just a second. Another key thing here is that this Kinect enables something called near mode. And near mode, we'll talk about when we talk about depth, actually enables you to be 1.3 feet and actually get depth data from the camera just being 1.3 feet away from the camera. So that should open up the possibilities for what you can do from an application perspective. So let's switch over and just quickly show What's going on when we install? So what I want to do is just install programs or programs. So we can go to and if we just do a search for connect, these are the four things that get installed when we install our SDK. The SDK v1, the speech recognition language pack that we're going to use for building speech recognition applications, that's tuned to work with Connect. The Connect runtime, that's what we're going to use to redistribute our application. So if we want somebody to install our Connect application, our commercial applications, we bundle this runtime. And the drivers, and that handles the low-level communication and things like USB communication and so on for our application. So after installing our Connect, you will see it just set up in Device Manager. And one of the cool things you can do as well is if we just go into Recording Devices in the bottom right corner, we'll actually see that our microphone array that just happens to look like a Connect is a plugged-in device. And that's one of the coolest features of Connect. What I'll do is just use Sound Recorder. Even without having done any programming at all, you can use the Connect as a microphone array, and it's a great microphone array. So I'm just going to use Connect to start recording because it just mounts as a regular recording. Bueller. We'll stop. Sure, we'll call it Untitled. And we'll jump in here, and hopefully we can hear this.
Bueller.
So there's my audio, and I know that my audio is a little up there, but and there's a number of things that you can do to actually tune this using acoustic echo cancellation and so on. So the point here is we do have our Connect installed. You do need to make sure one thing to watch out for is cables. So if you are using an Xbox 360 Connect, it may not have come with this particular cable. And you do need, this is the power source cable. If it has an orange end, you'll notice that there is a slight diagonal here and it will not fit in a typical USB. You will need to buy this cable if you don't have it already, and it can be purchased from the Microsoft Store. Just do a search for a Microsoft Store and Connect USB cable. If you bought, for example, the bundle where the Xbox 360 was sold by itself, it'll automatically come with this cable and you don't necessarily have to worry about it. So this is basically our intro video. We talked about how the Connect actually works. Just did a quick sample on what happens when you install, and you can see the things that installed. And download the SDK now, and hopefully you can follow along in our next videos, and we can show how to actually use the SDK. Thanks.